Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show, Brock Hunter.
What's up, man?
Yeah, good morning.
All right, let's get to it. Sportsy time, doing sports is sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So if you're listening to our sports early in the morning and you want something delicious to get you through it, well, Bud Distributing's got you covered.
Hey, you know what? Crack open a Bud right now because it's pretty light in sports.
I know we got the big game coming up,
you know, but I'm trying to save some of those stories for the end of the week.
The Tuesday before the Super Bowl, when there's literally nothing going on, it's pretty quiet. Pretty quiet.
We'll crawl through this, and I'm gonna give you listeners a hint. Anytime I like really get into scores, it means there's nothing going on.
I actually have something. Well, I have something that we can talk about at the end if you need me to fill you some time.
Okay, we'll save that because we're going to need it. Put that in your pocket, Brock. Hold on to it for a second.
You got it.
NBA last night, Suns beat the Bulls 127-124. Tonight, Pacers going to be in Atlanta playing the Hawks at 7:30. Pistons over in Dallas playing the Mavs at 8:30. All right, I just kind of want to talk about this real quick because it came up on my Facebook. And I thought it was pretty interesting. Joe Burrow's Super Bowl debut will come earlier, year number two, than any other starting quarterback that was drafted number one overall. Matt Stafford's Super Bowl debut will come later, year 13, more than any other starting QB drafted number one overall. Same entry point to the NFL, different journeys. It's pretty wild. So he's the oldest Super Bowl quarterback being drafted number one, and Burrow is the youngest.
This really is kind of two very interesting stories, in my opinion. So you got a guy, a seasoned veteran, hell of a quarterback, drafted to a team that's I never really had a go at it, in my opinion, the Detroit Lions. Put his time in. He's worked hard. He's done this. He's come close to getting certain milestones. Not that he's had a bad career. It's just, you know, the team he was set up on. Here he goes now to a different team. Boom. On to the Super Bowl. Then you got this young buck who's on a team that really hasn't done much since, what, the 90s? When was the last, what, Boomer Esiason, I think, was the last time the Bengals did anything worth.
It was like 80, I think it was like 89.
Yeah.
I think that's the number one.
And so two opposite ends. One just starting his career. One not quite near the end, but, you know, maybe five more seasons, you know, when you really look at it. He doesn't have that much longer in the league, really, the big picture of it. And here they are meeting in the Super Bowl. Young, new, seasoned, old. What's going to happen, man?
You want to hear an interesting fact about a Bengal? I don't know why I just thought of this, but I saw it the other day. Bengals are orange and black because their prey only see in hues of green and blue. So in the weeds and whatnot, they can't really see the Tigers or the Bengals or whatnot.
Imagine getting you just attacked by
you can't see it either, see guy.
That thing's just hanging out in the tall grass, just waiting to just bite the back of your neck and snap it off.
I mean, dude, please let it be instant.
Actually, I thought their skin is striped, too.
Yeah,
it's not
if
just
you shave
fur.
Their fur. Yeah, yeah, the skin is striped.
Skin
as well.
Is striped. Yeah. Look at us.
Have you ever really looked at like? Have you seen that picture with that Bengal looking right at the camera, all hunched up like it's ready to pounce on something
and rip your face
dude,
off?
It's effing terrifying.
Yeah, those things are just walking around the jungle. Well, not so much anymore because humans have killed a lot of them. You know, we've done a pretty good job wiping out their species.
Yeah,
so you
don't want those things walking around the town. You know, Went to the zoo one time, dude, and walked around the zoo. And I could just kept going back to the tiger cage.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I just couldn't believe it, dude.
Big ass cat.
What would you do?
Nothing.
If that thing came after you. Can't.
I would lay down and be like, all right. That's it. This is a good run. This tiger's going to eat me now. Like, what am I going to fight?
That's why I'm betting on the Bengals.
That's how many. I'm going to fight it. I'm going to fight a tiger. Come on now. I don't know. It's because a ram and a Bengal tiger, that might be a pretty good fight because those rams got hard. What are we talking about here? Can we just.
You just had a joint or something, dude?
No, man. If it's like a big, you know, like longhorn, you know, just hits the ram, hits him in the head. Oh, I don't know.
All right, I'm going to do this story real quick, and I'm going to be honest with you. I have not reviewed this story. I'm just going into this blind, so it might be crap. So have your story ready.
I'm ready.
Olympics. And I talk about this because I watched a little bit of the Olympics again yesterday, and I wanted to get into that. Actually, you know what? How about the story? Let's just talk about, I watched the Olympics yesterday. We were talking about ski jumping yesterday, remember?
Yeah. Yeah, it's nuts.
I don't know if they were listening or what happened. Dude, it was on yesterday right after I got off the show, or we got off the show. And so I watched ski jumping for 25 minutes, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this. The Olympics, dude. I'm saying the Olympics might be, dude, the most boring sport or thing I have ever watched in my entire life, dude. The video games used to be boring back in the day. Every interview around it's boring. It's like they purposely make it ridiculously boring.
It's so drawn out. That's my big problem with it, is that I have...
Like the announcers, the commentators, ugh.
Well, it's very stuffy. It's very stuffy. You know what I mean?
Dude, it's terrible, guys.
It's not like you got Tony Romo up there cracking jokes and telling you what's going to happen. You know what I mean? Like, it's pretty... Dick Vitale's not there going, it's awesome, baby! It's kind of boring, and I think it's kind of stuffy. I have respect for the athletes. It's amazing what they're able to do and the training that goes into it. And every 4 years, the best of the best from around the world get together. But it's still very stuffy, you know, with the entrance and, you know, and all the countries doing the big hub. I don't know. It's a lot of pageantry for very little sports.
I want to call out the ski jump a little bit, too. I think it was more dangerous back in the day. Or maybe I was just a kid and it looked high, like the jump looked higher. But now it's just like... I'm saying now. It might be the same always, but it's pretty flat, dude. You're not really getting off the ground too much.
All right, Hunter, why don't you get out and go jump that ski jump right there?
I know, look at him. You're talking trash. I'm just waiting for somebody to skid out once, dude. I don't know.
There actually was three really big three big wrecks. I'm mixing down. I'm doing the remix.
I don't want anybody to get hurt.
During the downhill, like the slalom. And, man, they ragdolled over some fences, man.
See, that is dangerous.
Yeah.
The slalom, dude. You're hauling.
I don't know, though. What do you think is the most dangerous Winter Olympic sport?
Correct myself from yesterday. The four-man bobsled goes 93 miles an hour, Brock. I looked that up the other day.
Obviously, most dangerous is people on skis with guns. Like, I mean, that's got to be the most dangerous just because the guns are involved. But then after that... bobsled, bobsled or the skeleton with the luge, those got to be pretty dangerous. But dude, the long jump, ski long jump. I mean, you're just flying through the air, landing on. It's not like it's soft powdery snow you're landing on, you know.
Yeah, dude, they're not really getting that high though. I'm telling you, they're only getting like 5 feet off the ground.
I think they're getting a little bit higher than that, buddy.
It just goes down. You know, you just keep going down.
Tell you what, let's go to that big hill not far from your house, and we'll build a jump at the end. We'll see how you do.
You know what? No, I think I might be able to do it.
What? Are you high?
I think I might be able to do it.
Are you high? You need to watch it.
So you got, dude, I'm telling you, you don't really jump at the end. You just kind of just go off the edge and... You kind of flying squirrel it, dude.
February 8th, 2022, Hunter says, I think I could do the ski long jump. I think I could. You would.
Like if there's money on the line, if I had, you know,
you would
$100,000, would you do it? Yeah, I think I would.
You would end up in a ball of dust at the bottom of that hill. That's... You would ragdoll. We would just watch you down that hill.
Dude, I don't know.
Hold on, how fast?
I don't know. It's not like they're, like, doing flips. It's not like they're, you know, they're really, dude, just going, you're getting real straight.
All right.
And then you got to land. I'm sure the landing is tough, dude. You know, I'm not.
Let's see.
But out of a lot of the sport, I don't know.
I'm trying to think. It says 62 miles an hour.
That's fast, dude.
That's fast, all right? That's fast.
God, that's fast. That
yeah, Olympic ski jumpers count on technique. Yeah, so to try and avoid making contact with the sides of the ice-filled channels and go as fast as 62 miles an hour to help
them
fly further.
Exactly my point right there. Ice-filled channel.
Yeah, but you're still
You don't even really have to know how to ski, dude.
You still go... Yeah, but that's the easy part. You got to know how to land, all right, after going 62 miles an hour and... Yeah. Flying through the air, okay? Flying through the air and then landing on a hill.
You don't want to land on your neck. That's for sure.
You know what? If there's anyone out here listening right now for some reason that has a ski long jump Close. I mean, it doesn't even need to be Olympic regulation size. Please let us come over to your place. And Hunter, I will pool money together. You will get paid. At least your hospital bills will be covered because you are going to die, okay?
Let's set some records, bro. That's what's going to happen. I'm a tall guy, you know? Might be able to surprise you a little bit.
I hope this happens.
I don't even know if height has anything to do with it.
I hope this happens. I don't want to see you die because then I got to find a new co-host, but I want to see this happen.
You want me to do it from the hospital?
Exactly. Right? Exactly. Dear God.
Hey, should we save your story for next
week? Yeah, let's save it now. Let's end on Hunter saying, well, I think I could do it. I think I could ski long jump.
Not saying I'm a bronze medalist over here.
All right, well, 2026 Olympics are going to be real interesting because Hunter from the Plan B Morning Show is going to be jumping the ski jump. All right.
What if I didn't pull it off?
I'd be so angry. Yes. I'd be so upset. Yes. I would grab one of those guns those guys was using for that other event, and I'd shoot you with it. I would shoot you with it. All right, right in the knee. Right in the knee. All right, that's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, good morning, 727 Brock Hunter.
Good morning.
So far behind schedule. All right, let's get to it.
It's your fault.
Big sports time. Here we go.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So when you're running behind, at least you can have something tasty to drink while you're late.
Tasty. I'm just going to read this headline real quick. Bears hire Cardinals assistant Dre as tight ends coach.
Well, they hired Lovie Smith, I believe.
So here we go. I got more of that. The Houston Texans have reportedly hired defensive coordinator Lovie Smith.
The Bears did. Oh, okay, okay.
No, he was already with the Bears.
Maybe that's what I saw. Okay, I mean, I'm an idiot. Yeah. Moron.
But yeah, Bears did hire the Cardinals assistant Dre. As their tight ends coach. Is it really going to matter? I mean, I love the Bears. Don't get me wrong. But, hey, what do you think about, oh boy.
Who?
They're QB. Why am I drawing a blank? Yeah,
like him. I like him. I mean, but again, he's kind of a
victim. You think he's going to be their franchise quarterback?
If they build around him. I mean, again, it's on the team. You can't just put a talented guy on a crap team.
The dude runs like a 4.34.
But he's a great athlete.
He's got a rocket for an arm.
What's his face beforehand? Wasn't a bad. I mean, none of these quarterbacks are bad. I mean, yeah, there's some that don't. But you again, look at what Matt Stafford did, okay? He left the Lions, the crappy team, the Lions, and now he's going to the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. If you build around a quarterback, a young, talented quarterback, guess what? You can have a franchise quarterback. If you're just like, well, no, he's talented. He'll help us win. Well, he may help you win a couple, but if you don't give him anything, if you don't give him a line, if you don't give him a running game, if you don't give him receivers, they're not going to do anything. So it's on the Bears. They just need to surround him with talented people and a good defense.
So. It's crazy. I like him. I think he's going to do well.
I do too.
All right, let's talk about this, man. Time when sports world make a big deal over Tom. Of course, everybody's talking about Tom retiring after 22 years. Along comes Major League Baseball umpire Joe West to say, hold my protective cup. Jeez, dude. The 69-year-old umpire announced he is finally retiring after 46 years. Damn, dude. More than 5,400 games called. It's amazing.
Wow. Well, not
dude, what
really.
A life.
Not really when you think about 1,000 games a season. I mean, it's not that impressive when you
5,400 games. He only played two seasons.
Unbelievable.
That's craziness, though, dude. That is a lot of games. You're a legend. You're a legend in the sport.
Do you think human umpires will be a thing of the past? Question for you. I think so.
No, I don't think so. I think it's part of the sport. Human umpire is going to come in when robot umpire is going to come in when robot players are a thing.
See, here's where I'm at, though, is that people are always bitching about the umpire.
Fans won't let that happen.
It can affect the outcome of very important games. And if it's a blatant mistake, If it's a blatant mistake and nothing is done about it, I could see it happening. Like, dude, I think about football, and we've talked about this. Why isn't there a microchip in that football that shows you exactly where it's at on the field?
I don't disagree with you on that at all.
So think about that. And now with an ump, if you could have, nowadays with all the lasers and everything, you could make the perfect umpire that would never I mean, it could judge the height, the strike zone of every single player, how they're standing.
Why is the ref running over to a small Zenith TV with a hood over his head when we got guys up in the booth who are watching it live at the time and know what's going
on? That are telling them anyways. It's like,
just put the trust in those guys. Hire a guy that you trust.
I think as we look at this and as things can happen and as technology progresses, it just makes sense. If you want to make the game perfect in that sense, I mean, you did let the technology do the work. Let the technology do the work.
I agree.
The fact that we're bringing guys out with chains, all right, and running out like that, you could just have it. No, the ball's right there. Just the ball is set right there. Leave it.
I agree with you. I just don't think it's going to happen.
Strike!
Ball work. So, yeah, Country Joe off into the sunset. So.
There you go.
Do you want to do your story?
It wasn't so much as a story as just a fact.
Which, yeah.
Well, now I lost it. Hold on. I'll find it quick. Just real quick. Real quick. It had to do with football. Like here we go. The first 1936, the first National Football League draft was held. Jay Berwanger was the first to be selected. He went to the Philadelphia Eagles. So the first actual NFL draft was
NFL
held on
draft.
This day.
Yeah. Right 1930. Nope. What was he? What did he play?
It doesn't say. Jay, let me, probably, that'd be my guess, is either
he drafted a kicker first?
Come on, that was the first draft ever was a kicker?
Fantasy football league like back then, Brock?
He was an American college football player and referee. He was the first winner of the nation's outstanding, well, it doesn't say no. Halfback. Oh, he was a halfback.
Halfback.
Yeah. Handsome fella.
Okay. So there you go. That's what you get on a Tuesday sports report when really we're trying to save these Super Bowl stories for the end of the week. So deal with it.
Strike. All right. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.